This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Joining me today is Mark Herz, Technical Product Specialist with CHS. We're going to talk best practices for fall fertility management. Mark, what's the first step in fall fertility management?
Well, the first step, and probably the most important step, is to collect accurate and meaningful data. This should include soil tests, could include yield maps, soil maps, just any layers of information that you have that you can analyze and then put together to make some fertility plans.
Fall application. Mark, what nutrients should farmers consider?
A couple good candidates would be phosphorus and potassium. Both those are relatively immobile in the soil. So if we place them out there this fall, they should stay put until next spring and not have to worry about anything. Additionally, several of the micronutrients are similar in that they pretty immobile in the soil, and we can do that fall application and be just fine for spring.
Mark, why should growers think about a fall application compared to just doing applications in the spring?
Just one less thing you have to do and worry about in the spring. Free up your time for planting and spraying activities and all the other busy things you got going on in the spring.
Fertilizer was in short supply last year. What should farmers be doing now to prepare for next year's season?
Yes, it was in short supply. I think the biggest thing is communicate with your supplier. Get with them, build a plan, and also included in this plan should be some contingency provisions because you don't know how things are going to look next spring and you want to be able to adjust to, you know, what the supplies are looking like.
Mark, looking ahead to next year, is there anything farmers can or should do to prep their fields for nutrient uptake ahead of spring?
Give a lot of thought to placement. You got lots of different ways to place that fertilizer on the soil surface, under the surface, banded, in furrow. There's just lots of choices. So when you consider all those things, you got to keep in mind, how can I be most efficient with my fertilizer? So placement plays a role in that. Other things can too. You know, there's a lot of technologies, VRT, that can help you be efficient with it. Your retail supply teams are usually pretty good at helping you with these technologies and getting the most bang for your buck out of the fertilizer.
Mark, thank you so much for joining us today, folks. That's Mark Herz, Technical Product Specialist with CHS.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.